Through Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act, Georgia was one of several states, mostly in the South, required to submit any new election procedures to the U.S. Justice Department for review. And effectively, those states had to prove their election procedures weren't discriminatory. The ruling today strikes down the formula for Section 4. As a result, Georgia will no longer have to submit its election procedures for federal review. Governor Deal agreed it was useful when first passed in 1965.
I think initially it did, but I think the best indication that it had outlived its usefulness is the fact that the last major redistricting done by the state of Georgia for the House and Senate seats of our state was not even challenged by the Justice Department.
Deal called the preclearance section cumbersome and said the ruling would do much to simplify Georgia elections.
It just says Georgia's going to be treated like all those other states that never were under the Voting Rights Act.
He also said the ruling should remove some of the stigma on Georgia dating back to the civil rights era.
Well, it should, and it's a stigma that should have been on its face removed, because that was the justification initially, was past patterns of conduct.
Deal said that conduct is no longer going on. In a written statement, Attorney General Sam Olin shared that sentiment, saying, quote, things have changed dramatically, unquote, since the 1960s. Meanwhile, in an interview with ABC News, one of the civil rights icons who led the fight to pass the law called it a, quote, sad and dark day in our democracy.
People gave blood to bring us to where we are. Some people gave their very lives.
Congressman John Lewis of Atlanta said he was in disbelief.
What the Supreme Court did was to put a dagger in the very heart of the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Lewis said, quote, we've made progress, but there's still progress to be made. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.